A deal on the renewable energy target may be getting nearer, but it seems there are still sticking points and different views within the government. The Environment Minister Greg Hunt says an agreement with Labor and the renewable energy industry is within reach. The Clean Energy Council, which represents renewables, is also confident of reaching a deal soon. But the Office of the Industry Minister, Ian Macfarlane, says there won't be any deal this week and the deal is in the hands of Labor. David Mark reports.
The year since the government announced a review of the renewable energy target has left the industry in limbo. Kane Thornton is the chief executive of the Clean Energy Council.
The industry has been frozen certainly for the past year, and on average we've seen about $2 billion worth of investment in large-scale renewable energy into Australia. In the last year, that collapsed down to just $240 million. There have been businesses that have closed. There have been people that have lost their jobs.
The original target of the RET was 41,000 gigawatt hours of renewable electricity by 2020. The government has since argued that the actual figure should be 26,000 gigawatt hours. Recently, the sides have been trying for a compromise.
If we get a resolution and a good resolution on this issue, then we can expect to see a lot of those projects come out of the deep freeze, start to be pushed ahead again. We'll see employment numbers start to lift, and we can expect a lot of momentum in the industry in years ahead.
The Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, and the Industry Minister, Ian Macfarlane, have been meeting the Clean Energy Council and Labor. A figure of 31,000 gigawatt hours was put up on Monday, but the industry and Labor rejected that. Today, though, Greg Hunt says the parties are close to an agreement.
We are making real and significant and important progress. My view is that we are within reach of an agreement which will effectively double the renewable energy that has been installed over the last 15 years within the next 5 years.
And he's effusive about his negotiating partners.
To be frank, I've found a very different position from the ALP in the last week, and I respect and appreciate that. It's been encouraging and constructive. And similarly, we've found an extremely constructive approach from the Clean Energy Council and many members. People have decided they want a deal.
Neither Greg Hunt nor Kane Thornton will say exactly what sort of final figure they'll agree on. But clearly, the government is moving up from 31,000 gigawatt hours and the Clean Energy Council is moving down.
We'd obviously like this resolved with a number in the mid to high 30,000s. Government has previously put forward a proposal at 31,000, which we don't find acceptable. But we are now having a conversation about bringing those two numbers together and finding a solution that works for everyone.
The message from the wings is subtly different. PM spoke to the Office of Labor's Environment Minister, Mark Butler. His spokeswoman says he last met with the government on Monday when he rejected the 31,000 gigawatt hours figure. She told PM the government hadn't scheduled any more meetings. But a spokeswoman for the industry minister, Ian Macfarlane, says the government's offer is with Labor. She says they don't expect a result this week. In other words, each side seems to be saying the ball is in the other's court. So where do we stand? Greg Hunt.
I won't put a time frame on it, but I would like to do it early and soon.
Kane Thornton from the Clean Energy Council.
There was a commitment made to moving towards 41,000 gigawatt hours in 2020. Ultimately, industry has been built up around that, and we're obviously don't want to see that number reduced any more than it needs to be. Any reduction has an impact, and government's put forward a proposal at 31,000. So really, the sticking point is bringing those numbers together, finding a solution that the government's happy with, that Labor's happy with, and provides a strong future for renewable energy in Australia.
Kane Thornton, Chief Executive of the Clean Energy Council, ending David Mark's report.